Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, guys, and thank you for listening in. Having a few technical difficulties here, but I believe we've got things on go and ready. If you guys can hear me right now, someone that has my number, send me a text on my cell. And let me know if everything's coming through the microphone on the show and you can hear me loud and clear. Someone please do that for me. Now, hang on, guys.
Younger adults. Now, so
what I'm saying is, today's show is entitled, At What Time Do You Say No More to Sports? Whether it's baseball, basketball, football, tennis, golf. I better not talk about golf because I don't know. I don't think there's a, well, sure there's a time, but these guys like Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus, I'm sure they still play golf today, and they haven't, they've been retired for years, but I'm sure they still play. Not at a high level like they used to, but they still play. So that's, I think that's a bit different. So I'm going to say the very strenuous type sports. Not saying that golf's strenuous, non-strenuous now, guys, because I know you have to keep yourself in shape, and you have to be, I guess, somewhat strong in order to hit that ball a long ways. So I'm not saying that golf's not strenuous. Okay? I'm just saying there doesn't look like there's a timeline when you need to lay down golf. But on other things, I think there is. Okay. And what I'm going to talk about really is just basketball and football. Now I promote the show, guys. And I'm jumping around here, but I promote the show daily on Facebook and Twitter. If you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at TheFrankWShow. Twitter at TheFrankWShow. Follow me on Twitter. You can also follow me on Facebook. Go to Facebook and type in your search box there. Type in The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. And the show should come up there, and you'll be connected. And those that are listening via Blog Talk Radio on my show page, thank you guys for tuning in tonight. And right there on the show page, you should see an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon, and you can set it up where you can follow the show. That means that daily I've put out show notes. So you can get show notes from the show on a daily basis through an email or something like that. And that way, whether you're on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, or Twitter, following the show, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to, okay? So again, guys, I'm going to get back to the episode, today's episode, which is, at what time do you say no more to sports? And I was asked this question, and my answer was, well, my answer is right now, because I told them listen to the show and you'll find out. So my answer is, I think, this is my personal opinion now, guys, that once in it, as far as football goes, you know, some people have career-ending injuries, and they try to come back from that injury and can't perform as they once did. So they may play another year or something, but then they'll phase them out, and they'll retire. And you know, when you have a career-ending injury and you come back and you just can't get close to where you were, then I think that's you know, time to say you're done with it and walk away and find you something new on the horizon. Okay? Find you something new on the horizon. And start to work with that. okay? Find something new and start to work with it. There are, you know, so many more things. I mean, people, there are some people out there that are, as far as football goes, that are handicapped pretty much because of football. So, you know, you got to figure out when it's time to stop, okay? Also, in basketball, there are injuries as well in basketball that happen that can end your career. Some people try to come back, but again, same scenario as with football. You're not able to perform at the level that you used to. And that's, you know, mentally you can, but physically you can't. And you can't keep up that pace. And because you can't keep up that pace, you can't play, you know, how you want to play. So, you know, at that point, you have to make a decision. Hey, it may be time for me to lay this down and do something else. As you know, the way basketball is, for me, mentally, you know I can still play. Okay, but physically, I'm not in shape, for one, and I'm way over my playing weight. That's what happens when you're not active, you know, in some things that you used to be. But the funny thing about that is you can't seem to get your mind right and make yourself get back there physically. Okay? People that are in professional sports, they get back there because that's their job. That's what they get up in the morning thinking that, hey, I gotta get down, I gotta get to the gym so I can work out. Because I got to get myself back to where I was when I went out with the injury. And then, you know, the age thing comes into factor. I'm 48 years old. And so a guy my age, if I wanted to play basketball again, then I should go play with people that are my age or, you know, maybe a bit younger, but these guys in their 20s and early 30s and things like that, I mean, they hadn't had any injuries. They still in shape. They don't weigh, you know, they're not as heavy, you know, as you are. And all these things, you know, play a role in or play a significant part in you deciding whether it's time to say no more to that sport. Me, I'm probably not going to play anymore, you know, competitively. I'm probably not going to play anymore competitively. Excuse me, guys. Unless I play with someone that's my age or a little younger or maybe even older. I remember when we used to play really hard when I was in my early 30s and late 20s. We used to play really hard. I mean, I used to play against guys that were the age that I am now, 48, 50 years old. They were still running up and down the court. Now they weren't. They were slim guys. They weren't. They didn't have a lot of weight on them, but they were keeping themselves in shape, and they could still run up and down the floor. That's where I want to get to. I want to get to where I can run back and forth up and down the floor. And, you know, if I would just start doing that, I don't even have to have a basketball. But if I can start to run up and down the floor, then I'd lose weight. No matter what I ate or drank, I'd still lose weight. I'd get back down to, you know, a weight that's comfortable for me. And then I'd start to maybe mingle in, bring on the basketball then. And then I could start to play with people that are my age, that are in shape, that are running up and down the floor. Now, I had an Achilles injury that happened to me while I was playing basketball. Now, I think a lot of things came into factor, not only my age, but my weight as well. Mentally, I could do anything that those guys were doing. But physically, I couldn't. And I got hurt. But, you know, I've come back from that injury now, and I think I'm ready to start to run again. But, I mean, you know, it's getting to the time, like I said, where I'm going to have to say no to basketball. I can play in my yard, you know, in my driveway and stuff like that when some of the, you know, younger kids come over to play. I can go out and shoot around and stuff like that. I'll never lose that shot. And then, you know, even playing with my daughter. My daughter is just, I'm able to get a little exercise in. But I believe, guys, that, you know, at a certain age, you have to say no to sports. And, you know, or, you know, competitive sports. And, but I don't think, you know, it'll ever be, you know, if you guys play basketball, I think you'll never be. You can go to the family reunion at age 60 and see the guys out there playing basketball. And you can walk out there and say, you know, give me a shot. And you can take a couple of jump shots or a couple of shots. You'll never lose that. But you can't get out there at 60 and play competitively against those guys. And that's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. As far as playing competitively, I think these mid-30s and 40-year-olds should stop trying to play competitively at that point. And that's, you know, that's real thought. Okay, and it's, you know, and when you have an injury, serious injury, then you start to think about that anyway. When you have a serious injury because of playing football or basketball or baseball even or hockey or anything like that, then you start to think at that point, man, you know, I may need to give this up. I may need to, or you say, I can't play like this anymore. You give it up. That's what happens. That's what happens. And, you know, I remember when Emmitt Smith, and the call-in number, guys, to this show, if you want to weigh in on the subject, is 818-301-5834. Excuse me. But I remember when Emmitt Smith was leaving football, like his last year. You know, he left the Cowboys and went to another team. I forget what team he played for, but he went to another team. And when he went there, he just wasn't the same Emmitt Smith. Okay, he wasn't the same Emmitt Smith as he was when he was with the Cowboys. Now, the Cowboys let him go because he wasn't the same Emmitt Smith. But we went to the other team, played the Cowboys. The Cowboys laid him down. I mean, I don't think he got 40 yards that day. And so they laid him down. So after the game, he went into press conference, and he was like, hey, you know, y'all didn't have to beat on me like that. It's not about that. I left the Cowboys. I came here to play football, and you guys lay it to me like that. You know, I know that's what you did in the locker room. You set out to completely shut me down, and they did. So after that, Emmitt called it quits. Okay, he saw it was time for him to call it quits. So, you know, those are the things that'll tell you it's time to quit. Can't perform the way you used to perform. Your mind say you can, but your body say you can't. You know, you get a certain age up there. Some guys get a certain age and they say, oh, man, you know, I won two world championships, or I won two championships, and it's nothing else for me here. You know, I want to be with my family, and they'll retire. Well, that's what time they pick to stop. So it's almost like a thing where, you know, something will happen in there when it'll click, and you'll know that it's time to lay it down. You know, it's clicked with me, but it just takes you, and it's just hard to do. It's hard to do. And I have a caller on the show from the 404 area code. The first three numbers are 863. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Are you there?
Hey, Frank, what's happening? Can you hear me?
What's going on?
Hey, man. Yeah, that's my brother said it best, you know, speaking upon the topic that you're on, my brother said it best, it's a shame we get old, because the older you get, you're fragile, your bones and stuff get, you know. I was playing basketball and broke my patella. And out of all the exercise and weightlifting I've done, it's still come upon a time that the cuts that you used to make, the leaping ability that you used to have, you're scared to put your all back into that because of that one break. You know, plus I didn't have the accessibility that the pros have. You know, they have trainers and they're constantly, like you say, you just what they live for. You know, I didn't have just the trainer and the weight room. But the thing about me, when I get up in the morning, I have to go do the 9-to-5. But easy, I live by that. That cold. They get up going to the weight room. Have a trainer waiting on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'd be the first one to tell you, oh, I miss it, man. We used to play ball all the time. You know, and I just miss it. Wish I had the time to put back into it. I just don't.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've been talking about just getting some of the old guys back together and starting to go somewhere and just run up and down the floor, man. We're not even talking about, you know, really playing, you know, not playing at all. We're just talking about going to the gym, running up and down the floor like, you know, like we used to, and then just shooting around and going home. That's something that'll probably shed, you know, 10, 12 pounds off you so fast you wouldn't believe it.
Right.
So we've been talking about trying to trying to find us a spot
right.
that we can start, you know, start going to on a regular basis. And, and you know, and like I say, just running. We ain't playing no up and down the court or nothing like that. We're just running up and down the court, trying to get ourselves, trying to get some wind back and all this, and just shooting around for a little bit.
Right. Sounds good, man. I'd love to be a part of that. When y'all put it together, let me know. Stay in touch.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, man.
Okay, definitely do that, cause I'm gonna start, man. I'm gonna go ahead and put together my bicycle club here soon too, and we're gonna start trying to do that. You know, a couple of times a month as well. All right.
You got it.
All right, bud. Take care, Bob. All right. Now, I got another caller from the 404 area code. The first three numbers are 328 and 404-328. Caller, you're on the show with Frank Williams. Are you there?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I wanted to piggyback on what your previous caller stated, that, you know, when you get older, your bones and things are not, you know, what they used to be. And I was just wondering, you know, when you guys put this league together, will you mentally be able to not go full force? Will you get out there, want the competitive nature come back, and you end up, you know, re-injuring yourself? Do you not think that would happen?
No, we aren't talking about doing any kind of league. We didn't say anything about a league. We said we were going to find a facility to go to, and we were just going to run up and down the court and not playing basketball, not running up and down the court playing basketball, but doing light running up and down the court. That's the way we used to condition when we played on the team. That's the way we conditioned, by running up and down the court. So running up and down the court, conditioning with each other, and then just using the basketball just to shoot around and not to play at all competitively. That's all we were talking about doing right now.
Okay. All right. Just wondering, because, you know, you guys aren't professionals, and you don't have the trainers, and they're not going to be able to get you back to your 9-to-5, and you have people depending on you, so you might just want to think about that.
Well, I appreciate that, listener. You know, you guys, I know you guys depend on me to be on the show every day, and something, you know, if something happened to me, I'll tell you right now, I will be on the show. I mean, I was on the show with my injury before. I appreciate you being concerned about that. But no, we were just talking of trying to get in shape, trying to lose weight. That's always on your mind all the time, okay? Thanks for calling, though. I appreciate you listening in to the show.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Now, guys, I have about a minute and a half left in the show. I know I was having technical difficulties at the beginning of the show. At the same time, this been going on with me the last couple of days, but I'm just about on the brinks of breaking through it and getting everything done the way I want it. I'm just putting together some new stuff on my show, and I'm having a little trouble trying to put everything together, but I got some people helping me, and I have it back up and running hopefully tomorrow. Once we start the show tomorrow, we'll start off with new music, new sound files, and everything to run the show tomorrow. I'm working on that diligently. So keep your fingers crossed for me to make that happen for the show tomorrow. Now, join me tomorrow as well on the show. We're going to have a great show, and everything's going to work out. Just right. Just listen out for the show, okay? So thank you guys for listening to the show. And all is well. Take care of yourself. Get to work and be safe. And love you guys. I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. Good night.